Long ago, in the late 1880s, Nacha del Clin recognized that the time to reveal the prophecies and stage the Charjla gatherings had arrived. The short, stocky man who had come to be known among the Apache as the Dreamer attracted natives from all over the southwestern United States with his talk of a new time of peace. He was the keeper of the sacred clan bundle, the guardian of sacred law, and of the prophecies of the fifth world of peace. And so it was that at this gathering held in the early 1880s, two men's lives were influenced by these prophecies and changed forever. The older man, Wovoka, a Paiute medicine man, would carry his version of the Charjla throughout the West and begin a spiritual revolution in the history of Native America that would nearly crush the hearts of the Plains Indian nations. The other man was my grandfather, and Nache del Clin's grandnephew. He would carry this knowledge into the isolation and protection of the Sonoran Mountains in Old Mexico. There it would be kept alive through traditional oral storytelling until the time arrived, heralded by signs of confirmation in the 1960s, that it should be released upon the ethers of mass consciousness. At this historic gathering, people came together in a small box canyon with high sides. The upper end of the canyon was blocked by an ancient rockfall. The downhill end stopped by a cliff's edge, dropped 80 feet or so where the ancient uplift had shredded the rock. Near the blocked upper end of the canyon, a spring of sweet water poured forth and ran down the length of it to a small pool with no visible outfall. However, this was a deception, for concealed behind the mesquite bushes, a footpath could be found. The pool was shaded by trees and trimmed with ancient buffalo grass, and there were deer and rabbits and several kinds of birds there. The walls of the canyon were perhaps 100 feet high in some places, and the sun didn't shine to the bottom until midday. Ten Bears had traveled up from Old Mexico with his mother, where the last remnants of Apache freedom lived, to see the Dreamer and to participate in the Charjla. He spent a lot of time singing, dancing, chasing butterflies, and playing in the water. Near one of the canyon streams, he was blessed to see deer droppings and the tracks of the puma, good medicine for the event. He had also discovered an empty bottle of white man's liquid truth. He did not like that. When at last it was time for the ceremony to begin, Nache del Clin stood strong and powerful. "Let the ritual that is such an important part of the sacred parents' love for their children be held as a rite of passage for this world now beginning."